Oh, hey friends, welcome back to Say What She She the podcast. Today's episode, we are just going to talk about all the things. Of course, we have to start with some bad news. Anne Heche, age 53, she passed away today. So sad to hear that. She's mom of two boys and an actress. I believe earlier this week, she was, they suspect, driving under the influence, driving at a high speed or a fast speed, and she crashed into a home, and she had a severe brain injury that basically caused her to be in a coma, and she didn't wake up. They declared her as brain dead, I want to say yesterday, maybe the day before, but basically said that there was no brain function, so she passed away today. Rest in peace, Anne. It's very sad. She's been in a ton of movies, and I believe a soap opera, Another World, I think is what I saw. Very sad. The only beautiful thing that comes from this is that she was an organ donator. So hopefully her legacy moves on as she blesses other people with her organs from her body. So sad. The next thing is Pete Davidson and Kimmy K broke up. Surprise! Aren't we all just so surprised? They dated a whole 9 months and they called it quits. Pete was seen out today, you know, with a peace sign. Looks like he's doing okay, but of course you are appearing to do okay because that's what you do when you're in front of people. But, I mean, really, like, I don't even know much about the Kardashians, but it's all over the place, so I thought I'd mention it, but they broke up. So sad. The next thing that is kind of funny, but not, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kathy Hilton was on Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen, and they were playing some game where she had to guess the celebrity or something along those lines. And she guessed that Lizzo was Precious. So Precious, oh, I can't even say this lady's name. Gabourey, something like that. Anyway, the lady that played Precious. So Twitter, Instagram is in an uproar saying that she's racist, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, come on. Is this a racist thing? I mean, I'm not saying that they look alike because they don't, but I mean, if she's not familiar with Lizzo or, you know, whomever, she made a guess. I don't think it was a racist thing. I mean, she saw a black girl and so she named a black girl. I mean, is it that odd, weird? I mean, people make things a thing when they shouldn't be a thing. I don't think that it's a racist thing. I also didn't see it, so I can't really say, but I saw something along the lines of she did the same thing with like Justin Timberlake or somebody else. And I don't know much about Kathy either, but she seems like a bit of a space cadet. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's not a space cadet, but she doesn't seem like she's always present in the moment. And I only really saw her on this one of these last episodes on Beverly Hills when she was with her sister Kyle and they were having lunch and she was eating all of the world's caviar on that baked potato, which I am nowhere near rich enough to even understand that meal because that was a meal. But she didn't even realize that she couldn't talk to her sister. She, instead of calling her sister, she would post on Instagram telling Kyle to call her, but Kyle was blocked. So, I mean, can we really blame Kathy? Kathy is living in her own world, living her best life, eating her caviar on top of her baked potato with sour cream. Y'all, is that a thing? Like, am I ever going to get to a place where I can just put thousands of dollars worth of caviar on my baked potato? Do I like caviar? Do I want a baked potato? I mean, these are questions that we have to ask. I do want a baked potato. I love a baked potato with butter and sour cream and salt and pepper. A little bit of green onion, maybe. That's all you need. I don't know that I'll ever get to a place where I want caviar. I've never had it, and it sounds and looks disgusting. Anywho, let's move on. I have been back into Catfish again, watching all the Catfish episodes, and I'm rewatching the ones with Max. I love the ones with Max, but I love me some Cammy too. She is everything to me. She's so pretty and not like picture perfect thin, which I'm loving that we're moving more into that now in 2022. Just body positivity. Shout out Lizzo. And just being beautiful in our own skin. But Cammy is just so pretty to me. And I love that she speaks her mind. And I do like the chemistry between her and Neve. I didn't at first. I didn't think that there was anything there. But now I see it and I like it. Anywho, I digress. Catfish. Why is this still a thing in 2022? Everybody has a phone. My dad has a phone and he can't FaceTime you, but you can FaceTime him and he knows how to answer it. And if my dad is like, he lives in the Stone Ages, he only uses his phone to answer it or call somebody. He does not text, he does not listen to voicemail, he knows nothing of the sort. He can't take a picture, none of that. Everybody has a cell phone or access to a cell phone, right? Why is catfishing still a thing? I bet you I would not be in a relationship for 5 minutes with somebody who I've never FaceTimed with. Like, if you want to do the long distance thing, date somebody in a whole other state, a whole other country, do you. Nothing wrong with it. But see the person. Have a face to face. I mean, we do live in 2022 and we can date whomever, wherever, whatever. And we can all see each other. My kid goes to school and she was equipped with an iPad. And you know, in COVID times, and it's still COVID time, but in the heat of COVID time, they were FaceTiming. They were in Zoom meetings to have school. If these kindergartners, if these 4 and 5 year olds can have school face to face, you can meet somebody, see somebody on the phone or your computer. Go to the library, do whatever you have to do. It makes zero sense to me that this is still a thing. It's just, at this point, it has to be scripted, right? My husband always says, "This is so fake. Why are you watching this? This is not real." Okay, you might be onto something because I don't get how this is still a thing. Let's move catfish into more of a catch somebody in a lie, kind of like that new Tammy show, which I need to check out. I see all the TikToks about it, where almost like Cheaters, but Tammy's version, where she kind of goes off on you. I'm here for it. Let's do it. Speaking of which, why is Tammy so skinny? I know that she's sick or she's got something going on, but girl is small. She's really small. Are we concerned? Are we? Anywho, see, I digress again. Why is catfish still a thing in 2022? Yes, let's move this show into something else. Catching people in lies. Background checks. Hey, I met this guy or I met this girl and they said that they are CEO of, I don't know, Twinkies, something. Let's get all of the evidence and have Neve figure it out. And Cammy. And we can add Max and Neve's wife. I like her. I know a lot of people don't like her. I like her. She's super cute. So let's move into that because I've been dating this guy for 12 years and never have FaceTimed him. I don't know what he looks like. I'm not sure if he's the person in his pictures. And that's not it anymore. Like, that should not be a thing. At this point, yes, they are a catfish. They are absolutely a catfish. Move on because there's no way that it's real. It's ridiculous. It is. Calm down. Bring it down. Bring it down. Okay. So we are going to do some post secrets because you know that's my thing. That's what I love to do. And I actually found quite a few of them. But I think we're going to leave that for last because I am so into Love After Lockup and Seeking Sister Wives right now, and I don't want to recap either one of those, but I do want to talk about it just a little bit. So let's start with Seeking Sister Wives. And I'm not going to go through every couple, but I just have some high-level thoughts. First, I want to talk about, what's his name? Nick? Jennifer? Is there an April? And Danielle. So we just found out that Jennifer is pregnant. I'm feeling like Jennifer is the favorite wife. Anybody else get those vibes at all? I think she's so pretty. She's like that, not weird, but that just natural beauty. She's got her long, pretty hair and her face is just really pretty. She doesn't photograph very well. You know, I've seen her pictures here and there and she's nowhere near as cute as she is in real life. But I think she's so pretty. She's a little spacey to me, kind of like, you know, almost like you can tell her anything and she'll believe it, especially Nick, since, you know, he's so smart and he's a reader and he just likes to study all day. That's what he does. That's his job. So I almost feel like April, I believe that's her name, April, the one who's been with him the longest. I feel like she's kind of the puppet master. And then Jennifer's like the, yeah, this is great. And Danielle's kind of, I want to say a wild card. Her face and her expression and her continuous nod of the head kind of tells us that she's with it and she's here for it. But sometimes she gives you the vibe that she doesn't know what she's doing or what she wants. So I don't know. Anywho, wife number two is pregnant, and so they're already going to have a baby. I don't know how, or I'm sorry, they're going to have a baby, and they've already found out what it is, which means that she has to be anywhere from ideally 20 weeks, which is halfway there, but you can find out earlier than that, 18, 19 weeks-ish. But weren't they just drinking wine in like two episodes ago? What's the time frame or time span of these shows? It just makes you wonder. I know that, you know, even when I was pregnant, my doc said you can have a glass of wine. I didn't do it. It's not my thing. And I know some people do. And that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to judge anybody for what they do. Unless it's excessive, then I'll judge you all day long. But I feel like they drink a lot and often. So when did you find out you were pregnant? I don't want to judge this lady, but it does just sit in the back. What's that phrase? It lives in my head rent-free. Okay. So I don't know what's going to happen with these people. Do we think that Danielle is going to stick around? She's so young, but so is wife number two. So is Jennifer. She's so young too. She's what, a couple years older than Danielle. Danielle's like 22. I believe she's 24. And then everybody else is pushing 40. April and Nick. No idea. Okay, Sidian and Tasha and Ariel. Love them. I think that they're fine. They are as hippie as you can, you know, imagine people. Free love. I love it. They're happy. Whatever. Don't care. Who is next? Oh, gosh. Marcus. Marcus and Taryn, Indy, and now they've got this new recruit, and then we had Bina with the braces. Actually, new recruit has braces too. So this is a weird situation. I don't see what the appeal is with Marcus, but, you know, there's a butt for every saddle, so it is what it is. He's very small, which cracks me up. Taryn, bless her heart, I think she is just, she just wants to be with Marcus. That has to be what it is. I don't know if she's just giving up on men or what, but she's just like, hey, you do you. I'll have 10,000 sister wives. I'm here, whatever. Indy, bless her heart too. Indy is a little more cautious, you know, a little bit more of a fighter about these relationships. You can tell that she doesn't even want another sister wife. Marcus has some type of appeal, and I've got a theory about it. And so I'll tell you at the end of this. But Indy is more of the questioning of everything, questioning of everybody, doesn't really want to do this. You know, it's just, there's lots of hesitation with her. And I don't know why she's still there. All beautiful women. I mean, he's a lucky little guy. I don't know. And then we lost the first brace friend. I think her name was Bina. I don't know if I missed where she was or what happened to her, but she's not around. I don't think we've mentioned her recently. But now we've got this new girl, and I cannot think of her name. I can see her face, but I can't think of her name. Another pretty girl with braces. And I'm sure she's just here to get some camera time because she doesn't seem into this, although she keeps entertaining it. But I think she's just like, hey, you know what? I got a business. I'm about to get on this show. It is what it is. I'm not going to be with y'all, but I'll entertain it, right? So here's my theory. So I think that everybody is in this relationship, not including Marcus. I think Marcus is just a whore bag and just wants to sleep with all of the women. And this is his way of doing it without cheating. And I'm putting in my air quotes because I think that even if he had 6 wives, he would still cheat because that's just who he is. But my theory is I think Marcus has some money. So he's some type of, I don't know, government, mayor, senator, something, wherever they are. And I think that he's got his hand in a lot of different things and he's got some money and probably a little prestige or, you know, everybody knows who he is. So that is what's keeping these women around. That's just my assumption is he's probably paying for everything, has some money. People know who he is, almost like a small town VIP type of thing. That's my thought. And I know if you look him up or look them up, you will find that Marcus is not the best of guys. He's got a criminal record, I want to say, or he's been in some trouble or even questioned about things. There's something with like a nightclub, I want to say, and a death. And, you know, him doing some type of nightclub after hours or like on the down low type of thing. He's a tricky little guy. Look him up. There's a reason why these girls are staying in these women, why these women are staying and into him and dealing with it. I cannot. That's all I got. I cannot. That's my theory. Let's see how this plays out. Then we have, oh gosh, what's his name? Foley's is the last name. Brenda, and I believe that the seeking sister wife girl is April as well. Steve. His name is Steve. Nothing to say. Steve just wants to have all the wives so that he can have all the sex. And Brenda is not here for it, but she won't say that. Although that is how, you know, how you lose your man or how you get your man is how you lose your man. So Brenda was the second wife and the first wife realized what was happening or didn't want it anymore, so she left. So now she's the first wife and she's getting a second wife, which she doesn't want. And this is another one of those instances where the girl is super young and has no idea what's going on. It's bizarre, but you know, it's like my favorite show, so keep it going. I believe that is all for Seeking Sister Wives. There are 2 shows, podcasts that I listen to keep up with them and hear their thoughts. And I am absolutely obsessed with both of them. I've talked about We All Love to Hate TV with Amanda and Jody several times. Listen to them recap Seeking Sister Wives. It is so good. And also Cara Berry's Everybody's Business But Mine. And Cara Berry has nicknames for all of them. And it is so spot on. So you have to listen to them. It's so good. So check both of them out. We All Love to Hate TV and Everybody's Business But Mine for your Seeking Sister Wives recaps. You'll love it. Okay, moving on. Now we got to talk about Love After Lockup. I have been in it since day one. So now there's spinoffs. There's like Life After Lockup, Love During Lockup. You know, it's just, It's a thing that I am here for. I don't miss any of it. So let's just talk about a couple of the couples. We won't recap all of it again, but there's just a couple people I got to talk about. Let's start with that Bronwyn and Chaz. So Bronwyn is, I'm probably saying her name wrong, but she's probably like a good 6 feet. She's really not, but you know, she's average height for a woman, I would say, maybe a little taller. She's beautiful to me, like especially when she got out, she was a little thicker and she just looked so pretty and just gorgeous. And then she got with little bitty old Chaz, who's I believe a little older than her. I don't know, he looks a lot older than her. She's 40 and she looks 23. She's gorgeous. But Chaz is a little guy and kind of nerdy, and it's just an odd couple, right? So I think she does care for him, but she's just not into him. She had a complete meltdown when she was supposed to sleep with him. And to me, when a woman says, "I'm so overwhelmed, this is too much," I feel like that's code for "I'm not into you," or "I'm not there yet," right? I mean, because you look at Aaron and, you know, the guy she's dated in the past, Chaz ain't it. I get it. He's safe. He's a good guy. But Chaz ain't it. She's not into him. And did anybody see the change? And I know, like, when you get out of jail, you can lose weight because you're eating all that bad food in jail. And then you get home and then you eat real food, or you're moving around more, whatever, you lose weight. But she looks really thin. I mean, she looks good, but she looks really thin, and she almost looks high or maybe even drunk in her confessionals. And also when she was sitting with, I believe his name is Aaron, who's an ex of hers that she's not supposed to be hanging with because of, in respect to her husband, Chaz, who doesn't live in the same state she does. I really hope she's not on something. But I think she is. Fingers crossed. I want to be wrong on this. And also, stop with the eyelashes. When you can't open up your eyes because your eyelashes are so thick and long, like, cut it out. I know I am old out here now, but eyelashes and eyebrows are two things I do not understand. The thick, drawn-on eyebrows, like, I don't touch my eyebrows. And maybe that's a flaw for me. That's fine. I'll own that. But I'm just, the eyelashes and the eyebrows, I cannot get with that trend no matter what. And these fluttering eyelashes, and you can't even hold your eyes up, like, that can't be good, right, for your eyes? Is that going to cause some type of long-term damage or something? It just is so much to look at. And that, I brought that up because that's what Bronwyn has when she's at Aaron's house. Make it stop, please. Just, ladies, just wear your little eyelashes, some mascara, get the lengthening stuff. You know, my friend Erica, shout out to Erica, she's got the longest, prettiest eyelashes, and she just wears like eyelash mascara stuff, and it looks so good in full, but you know, she can open her eyes because they're not like 4 inches long. So yeah, I mean, like, you can do it. Like, I've got small eyelashes, and I wear a little mascara, and it's fine. That's as much as you're going to get from me. You do you, but I'm secretly side-eyeing you if you do that. I'm just saying. Okay, let's move on to Sean, Sarah, Destiny, Kelly. Sean is the POS who dated Destiny last season before that. Now with Sarah, who's pregnant. Okay, I take it back. I don't even want to talk about them. He is a hot mess, and he's gross. Just watch the show, okay? I don't even want to go there. But I do need to talk about Brittany and Marcelino. You know, so every time I see that they're going to be on the show, I'm like, ugh, I'm over them. Like, they're doing good. Let them do good. I love Brittany. Don't get me wrong. I love her. I think she is a great human who has grown. She's the one that was locked up before. She's grown. She's very intelligent and in touch with her feelings and her communication skills are on point. And I didn't like Marcelino at the very beginning, like when we first met him, but then I really grew to love him because I realized that he's almost exactly what she needed. He felt a little controlling at the beginning, but then I think she needed that structure and that love that he was giving. I think that while he wouldn't work for me, I see why it worked for Brittany. And I grew to love them as a couple, and they kept having babies and just leveling up, got a house, a pool, the whole nine. And I was like, good for you. Get out of this franchise. But I get it. It's money. And, you know, I guess it is nice to see some good since we get so much bad on this show, right? Because almost everybody breaks up. I mean, pretty much everybody breaks up. But I was just over them because you're doing great. Bye-bye, right? But now I'm really hoping that this is for ratings and everybody is saying that they're boring. So that's why they're doing this, to kind of turn it up a little bit. But so last season, I want to say, they brought in a third person. So they had a threesome with Brittany's ex-girlfriend, Amanda. Up until then, Marcelino was like, absolutely not. We won't do that. You're my wife. Blah, blah, blah. He gave in. They did it. And surprise, surprise, now things have changed. Now things are different. Brittany is growing, you know, in herself. Now she's doing real estate. She's trying to really, you know, level up in that area. So Marcelino is a stay-at-home dad. And he's feeling some kind of way because, you know, like she said in this week's episode or last week's episode, he went from being a single man, not a father, you know, to having a wife and kids and food to put on the table and, you know, clothes, you know, to put on a million people's backs. And it's hard. And I get that. I feel that 100%. But what came out at their therapy session is that when they had the threesome, he feels like Brittany didn't even care about him, that it was all about her and Amanda, and it broke his heart. And I can see that. That's why, like, I don't want to judge people and what they do. I mean, you do you and what you feel is good for your relationship and what y'all want to do. What y'all do is y'all's business. Believe me, if you came to me and told me that you did something like this, I'd be like, just tell me all about it. You do you. But I just don't think that that's something that will work in somebody that you plan on spending forever with. It's fun. It can be fun if you do it like with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, you know, somebody that you're not serious with. I couldn't see it working for anybody who is in it for the long run. And I could be wrong. I mean, I'm sure I'm wrong. I know that there are people who do this in their relationships all of the time. I guess I'd say for me, I can't see that will never go down with me and my husband. Period, point blank. The day that you want to do that, then just let me know so we can go ahead and get divorced and you can do you. I mean, it is what it is. That's just how I feel. But that further proves how I feel. He wanted to do this. His wife's been asking for it. He's like, okay, let's do it. Let's have fun. And then things changed. Things shifted. And even Brittany said, I don't know that Brittany is aware of this yet, but she did say since the threesome, things have shifted. And he said that he tried so hard to come back from it, but he couldn't. And it's hard. And Brittany just broke my heart because she said she's just so good with her words and communicating. And she said, I spiral because I keep telling you I need more. I need you to listen to me. I need you to look at me. And, you know, I light up the room and now you look at me and you don't even care and you don't look at me. And it just broke my heart because I was like, you guys, you had it so good. And you just needed more. You needed more. I mean, there were other things that you probably could have done, but, you know, in place of a threesome. But what's done is done. I hope that they can get it figured out and they can come back from this. I think that if anybody can come back from this, it is them. But I think that she is going to have to get Amanda out of her life. Like, there can be no more friendship if she wants to save this marriage. I feel really sad for them, but you know, don't get me wrong. I really don't want to sound judgy on the whole threesome thing in a marriage. Like I said, if that's you, then you do you. Just to me, I don't know how you survive that after the fact. I mean, isn't there always, just like ask the Seeking Sister Wives, isn't there always some type of jealousy? Like, think about it. Like, if you see your person interacting with the other person, like, there's no type of weirdness there. And again, I can be projecting. Like, I don't want it. I can't do it. And if you can, and you're fine with it, and you're not a jealous person, or you get a thrill out of something like that, then hey, that works for you. But I see a lot of issues that that can bring in or bring up. And it's just an argument or a fight or heartbreak that I can do without. I don't, let it be something else. Let it be that you, I don't know, didn't put your clothes in the basket when the basket is literally 3 feet ahead of you. I want that type of argument and not, oh, you looked at her for too long or you forgot about me. It feels gross. It's not for me. I hope that they can make it, and I hope that Marcelino voices to her how he feels, what he is feeling, because I think out of anybody in the world, Brittany is somebody who can not talk her way out of it, but communicate, you know, and figure it out. I think that it can happen. Okay, let's pull up a few post secrets. I didn't expect this to go so long, friends. But there are a couple that I'll just do a couple today. Okay, post secrets. The first one is my secret, which I wouldn't dare share on a postcard and I would never send from my real email, is this. Because I didn't know how to break it off, a small part of me was relieved when he died of a sudden heart attack in the hotel room where we were having an affair. That pause was me like falling out for the second time. This is the second time I've read this one. Oh my God. That is, oh, if you could see my face right now. You were relieved when he died of a sudden heart attack. I mean, this person is dead and you shared yourself with them. I don't know. I don't know what to say. This is one where I don't know how. Okay, so you're having an affair and you don't know how to break it off. Just break it off. I mean, what's done is done. Now you have to run the risk, or not the risk, but that person may tell, or I don't know, some type of drama can happen. And now you're just out, just scot-free because the person died. Like, the person died. That's huge. That feels gross to me, right? Like, oh, I really wanted to break it off and I couldn't, or I was afraid to, or that person wasn't letting me break it off, so they died, so I'm good now. Don't like it. How about let's take a couple steps back and just don't have an affair. If you do have an affair and you want to break it off and suffer the consequences. Like, I don't know. You feel relieved because somebody died. Oh, I just don't like it. I don't like it. We're gonna leave it at that. All right. The next one I thought was a good one, and this kind of goes towards our body positivity one that we were talking about. Sometimes I think the reason I can't lose weight is because I'm scared. If I become thin and discover guys still aren't attracted to me, then I will have nothing to hide behind. Of course, this one makes me sad. Like I said before, there is a butt for every saddle. Somebody is going to love you whether you're bigger, smaller, and I'll do a little sister wives reference here, large wife, little wife, small wife, whatever. Just people shouldn't be attracted to you because of your weight or what you look like somewhat. I mean, you do have to have some type of attraction. You know what I mean? But people who love you or want you are going to want you no matter what. So lose weight if that's what you need to do or that's what you want to do, you know, health-wise, cosmetically, whatever makes you feel good. But do it for you and not, you know, for somebody else, right? And if guys still don't like you when you're smaller, then, you know, it is what it is. There's a butt for every saddle. Do what you have to do to find, there's somebody who is going to like you no matter what. Like I've said before, go online. What are some things that you like to do? Meet people in areas or situations that you like to be involved in, because it's really your personality that people fall for. So just do you, whether you're big or small, and find somebody that's going to like you for you. Be assertive, you know, put yourself out there and figure it out, right? Like, don't, I get it. It's just kind of sad because they feel like they don't pull guys because they're bigger. And so that's their reasoning for it. But just don't feel that way. How about that? Just don't feel that way. Okay, one more. I want to tell you that I am an atheist now, but I'm scared you won't want to be friends anymore. So if this person is your friend, they are still going to be your friend, right? So I'm religious, and one of my very best friends in the whole world is not. She is an atheist, and she is literally one of the best humans I've ever met in my life. She is very kind, very giving, very loving, and, you know, a very strong woman, strong in her beliefs, very intelligent. All of these things are the things that I like my friends to be made of. So that's why she is one of my best friends. We are not supposed to judge other people. We are supposed to love everybody and be good humans. So you being an atheist, to me, should be neither here nor there when it comes to friendship. Bottom line. So if it's a true friend and they love you and you are a good human, then no love lost, hopefully. If they don't want to be your friend anymore, then that's their business and that's their view, and you should find somebody who's going to love you for you. You shouldn't have to be something else or change who you are to make other people happy. Unless you're a bad human and a jerk, then you should be a good human to make people like you. So that's my stipulation. So that is it, y'all. I was off today, so I wanted to get an episode out. I love doing these kinds of episodes. I'm going to try to get some guests on coming up because I love talking to y'all, but it's so much more fun to talk to somebody. So I'll get that lined up, play some fun games. You know how I roll. But thank you for joining me. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Say What She. Look me up. Let's chat. Let's talk about all the things. I will be back next week, early next week, with the recap for Real Housewives of Atlanta. But yeah, follow me on all the things. Go check out the podcasts that I told you about. You'll love them. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Be a good human. Also watch Love After Lockup so we can chat about it again. That's all. Bye, friends.